Well, it is about to begin the Karen Reed trial, the Boston police officer's killing trial, beginning amidst a lot of divisions and accusations. This has been one, if you've been following it, it's been a roller coaster with so many things coming into this case that have nothing to do with this case. From bloggers to you name it, but lots of people who have, again, nothing to do with the actual merits of the case that have caused this thing to turn into what it is. Tuesday marked the commencement of the trial in the contentious case surrounding the killing of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, as his girlfriend Karen Reed stands accused of second-degree murder, vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, and leaving the scene of a collision. The courtroom showdown preceded months of controversy. Like I said, conspiracy theories, allegations, a cover-up. It's just gone on and on. The case, which enters which centers around the events leading to O'Keefe's death, was on January 29th of 2022. O'Keefe's was fatally struck by Reed's black Lexus SUV, or was he beaten inside a fellow officer's house and left outside to die in the snow? That's the question. That's fueled a lot of heated debates among residents, leading to protests, storming of city council meetings, and intense discussions on social media. A jury selection commences in Norfolk County, south of Boston. The process is complicated by the extensive publicity surrounding the case. Criminal law expert Daniel Medwed highlights the challenge, stating, "It's fair to say a large number of people in Massachusetts know about the case. Finding impartial jurors amidst the backdrop of public scrutiny remains to be a critical task," which is what they're beginning to do right now. The defense, represented by attorneys Alan Jackson and David Yannetti, contends that O'Keefe was murdered inside the house and his body later placed outside, framing Reed for the crime. Conversely, the prosecution alleges that an argument between the couple led to O'Keefe being struck by Reed's vehicle, after which she fled the scene. Amidst the legal proceedings, accusations of a cover-up of further complicated matters, claims of conspiracy involving law enforcement agencies to frame Reed have been vehemently denied by Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey, who deems such allegations implausible. The case has seen a chair of legal wrangling, both sides filing motions over evidence. Prosecutors seek to introduce details from a December 2021 trip taken by the couple to Aruba, arguing it reflects strains in their relationship. Additionally, a federal probe into Reed's arrest and prosecution have been launched by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts, while the Massachusetts State Police investigates a state trooper involved in the case. The community's response has been mixed. Protests advocating for Reed's innocence, calls for police department investigations. Pre-trial hearings have drawn demonstrators, prompting the courthouse buffer zone to maintain order and protect the integrity of the trial. In an interesting twist in this, evidence has emerged regarding Karen Reed's search history. On the night of O'Keefe's death, court documents reveal a Google search for the phrase, "how long to die in cold," hours before O'Keefe was found. While this adds a layer of complexity to the case, Reed's attorney Alan Jackson maintains that his client is being framed. Yeah.
When was last time you Googled something like that?
It would have been probably following a case that we're doing. Yeah. It wouldn't have been like in the heat of a moment or an argument or something like that was going on in my life. It would have been solely like, I've never had a moment to reason to do something like that. So,
exactly. Yeah. That just, you know, every time we talk about search history, Corey Richens or the Vallow case, Kohlberger.
Yeah.
You know, your search history is usually indicative of your life.
100%.
So why are you searching how long to die in cold? What's your excuse? Why were you doing that? Were you going out hiking?
It shows that there is reasonable understanding that she knew that he was in the cold after being hit or something, and wondering how long it would take for him to die laying in a snowbank.
Now, my curiosity here is, so we've got two scenarios, that he was hit by a car or he was beaten and dropped there.
Yeah.
The injuries might seem similar, but I would think impact from a car versus maybe a beating, those bruises and injuries, wouldn't they look different?
You would think so. At the end of the day on this, what I think happened was everyone was drunk. I think she probably accidentally hit him with her vehicle and left. And maybe had some sort of recollection of like, did I hit him? I don't know. And just kind of kept going. And that probably was not intentional. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of reason or sense to the beating theory. Like in the, like why they were all friends. There's no reason why they would have beat the shit out of him and thrown him in the snowbank. None of it really adds up. I think this is just a horrible, horrible accident that was then complicated by a lot of people trying to cover up their actions so they don't have to be culpable for what took place. And in that, then it looks like a conspiracy. And then you start to go down all of those roads where at the end of the day, look, y'all made bad decisions. Y'all were drunk. Maybe you weren't in the best mindset to go, well, where is he? He's out in the snowbank. Oh, shit. He's been out there for hours and dead now. Yeah. I think that's probably where reality lies in this, quite honestly. But just to say, like, it didn't happen. I didn't do that. Like, something happened here, clearly. Maybe you're not aware of it, but it happened.
I'm just categorizing things here, maybe incorrectly. But if you're driving, what was it, a Lexus?
BMW, yeah, a Lexus SUV.
Okay, so... And you're at somebody's house. Was it their own house or a fellow cop?
It was a fellow cop's house, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing if that's what you're driving, you're hanging out with people who probably have some Ring doorbell cameras. Somebody had to have seen something somewhere.
Yeah, but there's not much. I mean, that's all been gone through. And I believe there is some... I mean, there's like, I think there's body cam footage. I don't know exactly what is out there, so I'm not going to speculate. I need to refresh myself on this case. It's been a little while since I've talked on it. But it's there. That's the problem. There isn't a whole lot of definitive proof to say here's exactly what happened. And that's why we're having this conversation right now.
It's just surprising to me in today's world to not have video footage of what happened is just shocking to me.
Yeah. I mean, you would think there'd be something, but I mean, we're talking someone's driveway. I mean, I don't know. I have cameras in my driveway, but I don't think I'm the norm. I don't think a lot of people do. And if you have a Ring doorbell, I mean, that only kind of covers wherever that yeah. door is. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to see your driveway. So there's just so many questions. I just think there's a lot of cover up going on here. And it's, yeah, I mean, I just think there's a twisted aspect to this whole thing where the bigger crime actually happened after the crime in question took place.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, this was an accident. And for some reason, they thought, gee, it's a cop. We can cover this up and nobody will figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many people involved in this that none of the theories seem to really add up to much.
Mm-mm.
So
no,
what,
and is she the only one who's on trial for this, or are there more people who are going to be on trial?
It's just her right now that's on trial for this. Because they believe that she fatally struck him in the with the vehicle and then left the scene. So I think it's more of a trial of, were you aware that you struck him with the vehicle or not? If you weren't, okay, but you can't say you didn't do it either. So yeah. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one to watch because there's so many opinions on this thing and so many people getting very, very much caught up in, there's been a lot of lies with this case as well too, especially with the idiot blogger that was out there trying to cover this thing. But more than it turned out, like, he's actually like communicating with Karen Reed. And it's like, oh, what was your goal here? That's the asshole who also has like, I believe there's accusations of domestic abuse, all sorts of shit. The guy's out of his fucking mind. I don't even like care to even bring his name up just because he's a piece of shit and he's threatened some of our contributors or one of our contributors through emails and stuff when she was calling him out on shit. So
great.
It's someone who tried to insert himself into the story because of narcissism rather than actually trying to report. He's a fucking idiot. But yeah, it's an interesting case. Where it goes, I don't know. We'll see. It was delayed already. We're finally getting into jury selection, and hopefully the time here now will reveal more facts about this thing, and they can get justice for John O'Keefe at the end of the day.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.